今天我们的经文是以弗所书第五章第十八节到二十一节。
The scripture from today is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 21.
你们有圣经的，打开以弗所书第五章十八节。
Please open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章第十八节，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗词、诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和地赞美主，凡事侍奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
我上次讲过，以弗所书前面的三章是讲到教义。
I have told you this before. The first three chapters in Ephesians is about doctrines.
那么后面三章是讲到实践。
And then the last three chapters is about practice.
前面三章就谈到神在还没有创造这个世界以前，神把我们从罪恶中拣选出来。
And in the first three chapters, we talk about how God, before He created heavens and the earth, have already chosen us.
那么使我们在他的面前成为圣洁，而且无有瑕疵。
And that we can become holy and without blemish before Him.
然后后面三章就教导我们怎样去过一个圣洁的生活。
And in the last three chapters, teaches us how to live a holy life.
那么这些圣洁的生活包括要凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相包容。
Living a holy life includes being completely humble and gentle, be patient and bearing with one another in love.
也要弃戒这些谎言，要用爱心说诚实话。
Put off falsehood and to speak in truth.
也讲到如何要控制我们的怒气，不要含怒到日落。
And that we should and talk about also how we control our anger and do not let the sun go down while we are still angry.
污秽的言语一句都不可以出口。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths.
只要随时说造就别人的话，使到听的人得到益处。
But only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs.
也要把一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒从我们中间除去。
And get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice.
然后，并且以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心彼此饶恕。
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other.
那么可能你会说这些东西不容易做到。
You may say all these are not easily accomplished.
那么是的，靠着人的能力是不容易做到。
And indeed, if it is according to man's power, it is not easy.
但是圣经讲到靠着圣灵却可以做到。
But the Bible tells us if we live according to the Holy Spirit, then it can be accomplished.
那么一个信了耶稣的人，圣经讲到，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
So for Christian, the Bible tells us that we have been crucified with Christ, and it is not us who live, but Christ lives through us.
所以一个相信耶稣基督的人，圣经讲圣灵内住在他的里面。
So for a Christian, the Holy Spirit lives within us.
所以活着的不是自己，乃是基督。
So it is not I who live, but it is Christ.
所以基督徒是一个有圣灵的人。
So a Christian is someone who has the Holy Spirit.
那么圣经也劝导我们要被圣灵来充满。
And the Bible also encourages us to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以十八节你看到不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
So in verse 18, you see that it says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit."
所以你看到这节经文讲到这个醉酒跟圣灵充满做个对比。
So from this verse, there is a direct contrast between being drunk on wine and being filled with the Spirit.
一个喝醉酒的人，他受到这个酒精的控制。
A person who is drunk is under the control of the alcohol.
那么一个喝醉酒的人，当时他失去了这个理智。
The one who is drunk, his mind is clouded.
他经常都会胡言乱语。
He's going to say nonsense.
我记得我有一位邻居
I remember a neighbor of mine.
每次他去参加这个婚宴的时候。
Every time when he go to a wedding.
他一定会喝醉酒。
He will get drunk.
所以他喝醉酒的时候，他就骑着这个单车，他大摇大摆回家。
And so he would ride his bike, and he would just kind of wave through to go home.
而且口里就是胡语。胡言乱语。
And then he would be muttering nonsense.
他有时候他讲我没有醉，我没有醉。
Sometimes he would say, "I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk."
其实他醉了，他说他没有醉。
But he indeed was drunk.
那么相对的，圣经讲到一个被圣灵充满的人，他不受这个罪的捆绑。
And in contrast, one who is filled by the Holy Spirit, he is not controlled by sin.
他是受这个圣灵的控制。
He is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，他所做的一切不是出于自己。
And in other words, everything that he does, it is not out of himself.
而是来自圣灵的能力。
It is from the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以当圣经讲到这个充满这个两个字的时候。
And when the Bible said, be filled.
它的含义是讲到被控制的意思。
It means to be controlled.
那比如说，你看路加福音第四章二十八节。
For example, if you look at Luke 4:28.
你不用翻过去，但是我读给你听。
You don't have to open to it. I'll read it.
然后他说，会堂里的人听见这话，都怒气满胸。
All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this.
就是这些人听到耶稣基督所说的话，他们就怒气满胸。
When all these people heard what Jesus said, they were furious.
如果你看英文圣经的话，他说 filled with anger. Some translation.
Some translation in the English Bible said filled with.
所以他们不喜欢听到耶稣基督所讲的。
They did not like what they heard.
所以他们就感到怒气满胸。
So they were furious.
所以怒气满胸的意思就是被这个怒气控制。
It means to be controlled by the anger.
所以同样的，当保罗跟巴拿巴到安提亚传道的时候。
And similarly, when Paul and Barnabas went to Antioch to preach.
那么城里的人看到很多人都来听巴拿巴跟保罗讲道。
People in the city saw that many have come to hear them preach.
那么圣经也讲他们满心妒忌。
And the Bible said they were filled with envy.
所以这里也是满心妒忌的意思，就是指这些犹太人他们受到这个妒忌的控制。
Which means they were under the control of the envy.
所以我们看到一个被圣灵充满的人是一个被圣灵控制的人。
So one who is filled by the Holy Spirit is one who is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
什么是被圣灵充满？
So what is?Being controlled by the Holy Spirit.
我这里有个杯子。
I have a cup here.
这个杯子是空的。
This cup is empty.
但是从科学的角度来看，不是空的。
But from a scientific point of view, it is not empty.
因为里面有空气。
Because it is filled by the air.
我怎么样可以把这个空气除掉？
So how do I get rid of the air in a cup?
你们知道吗？
How do you know? Do you know?
如果你知道，你可以得到这个诺贝尔奖金。
If you know, then you'll get the Nobel Prize.
啊，我把这个水倒进去。
I'm going to pour the water in the cup.
好，空气出来了。
Now the air has been pushed out.
但是水已经倒进这个杯子里。
But the water filled the cup.
空气就是代表刚才的空气啊，代表这个罪恶。
The air that was in the cup before represents sin.
那么这个水呢，就是代表这个圣灵。
And the water represents the Holy Spirit.
然后把这个整个杯子充满。
And it will fill the whole cup.
啊，水倒进去的时候，空气就被除掉。
And as the water is filling the cup, the air is pushed out.
所以当这个圣灵充满我们的时候
，So when the Holy Spirit fills us,
我们的生命的罪就必须要除去。
The sin in our life will be taken care of.
啊，这是圣灵充满的一个条件。
And this is a prerequisite for the Holy Spirit to fill us.
因为你看上文的时候，你就明白。
Because if you look at the previous chapters, then you understand.
啊，比如说第四章第二十五节。
For example, in chapter 4, verse 25.
他说你们要弃绝谎言。
It says you must put off falsehood.
然后二十六节说不可含露到日落。
And then in verse 26, it says do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
然后二十八节。不可偷窃。
And then verse 28, do not steal.
然后二十九节讲到污秽的言语一句都不可出口。
In verse 29, it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths.
然后三十一节讲到一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，一切的恶毒都应该从你们中间除去。
And then in verse 31, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
所以圣经讲到，如果我们要被圣灵充满的话
，So the Bible said if we're going to be filled by the Holy Spirit，
我们必须把这些东西通通除去。
We need to get rid of all of these other things。
所以当一个人被圣灵充满的时候
，So as a person is filled by the Holy Spirit，
他的生命将会表现出三个属灵的美德。
His life will show three spiritual virtues.
啊，就是今天我们经文啊，今天的经文所看到的。
And it is what is shown through our scripture today.
然后第一点就是讲到喜乐。
The first thing is joy.
第二就是感恩。
Second, thanksgiving.
然后第三呢，就是彼此顺服。
The third is submit to one another.
那么这些都是圣灵充满所带来的结果。
And these are the result of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
那么首先让我们来看这个喜乐。
So let's look at joy.
啊，请看第十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
他说这里讲到当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和地赞美主。
It says speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
然后这节经文形容一个有喜乐的人。
The scripture describes one who has joy.
只有一个心里面有喜乐的人才会这个用颂词、用灵歌来彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Only one who has joy in the heart that can speak with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
所以这里我们看到这个唱诗歌的对象就是向神和向人唱。
So you see the object of singing, it is to the Lord and also to man.
那圣经也讲到喜乐是圣灵所结的果子。
Joy is also a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满的时候，他就会结出这个喜乐的果子。
So as a person is filled by the Holy Spirit, he will bear the fruit of joy.
你知道喜乐跟快乐不一样。
You know there is a difference between joy and happiness.
啊，喜乐是长久的。
Joy is everlasting.
那么快乐呢，是短暂的。
Happiness is short-lived.
喜乐是内在的。
Joy is from within.
啊，快乐是外表的。
Happiness is from without.
喜乐好像我们家里那个控温器控温器。
Joy is like the thermostat.
你们家里都有那个 thermostat, 对不对？
We all have a thermostat in our house, right?
快乐好像那个温度计一样。
And happiness is like the thermometer.
那么这个控温器跟这个温度计有什么分别？
What is the difference between a thermostat and a thermometer?
这个控温器它是用来控制房子里面的温度。
The thermostat is for controlling the degree in the house.
然后温度计呢是用来衡量房子里面的温度。
The thermometer is for measuring the degree in the house.
所以我们看到这个温度计是受这个环境的影响。
So we see that the thermometer is influenced by the environment.
当这个房子里面的温度很热的时候，它就上升。
So when the air in the room is hot, then the thermometer will rise.
当这个温度下降的时候，它就下降。
And as the temperature in the room drops, then the mercury in the thermometer will also drop.
所以当一个人的生活很顺利的时候
，So as a person's life is going smoothly,
他就很快乐。
He will be happy.
当遇到困难的时候，他就不快乐。
But when he faces difficulty, then he's not happy.
但是喜乐却不一样。
But joy is different.
喜乐不受环境的影响。
Joy is not influenced by the environment.
无论是生活困苦或者顺利。
Whether your life is going smoothly or not.
这个喜乐都不会消失掉。
Joy will not be dispersed.
所以一个被圣灵充满的人。
So for one who is filled by the Holy Spirit.
那么虽然他经历到这个困苦。
Even though he may experience difficulty,
但是他仍然有这个喜乐的心。
But he continued to have joy in his heart.
所以当保罗写这个腓立比书的时候
，So when Paul wrote the book of Philippians,
保罗不是身在这个 Marriott Hotel.
He was not staying at the Marriott.
他是身在这个监狱里面。
He was in prison.
但是我们看这个腓立比书的时候
，But as we look at the book of Philippians，
保罗他讲到他心中里面充满这个喜乐。
He talked about how he was filled with joy。
在这个使徒行传讲到，夜在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳的听他们。
And in Acts chapter 16, it says, At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them.
那么这节经文讲到保罗跟希拉他们在监狱里面唱诗歌。
In this scripture, it talks about how Paul and Silas were singing hymns in prison.
这表示他们心中充满了这个喜乐。
It shows that they are full of joy.
腓立比书的主题就是喜乐。
The theme of Philippians is joy.
所以腓立比书四章第十节讲到我要靠主的大大的喜乐。
And so in Philippians 4:10 it says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord.
所以保罗劝勉我们要靠主喜乐。
And Paul encouraged us to rejoice in the Lord.
然后同样在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章那边也有讲到要常常喜乐，不住的祷告。
And then in 1 Thessalonians, it also tells us, be joyful always, pray continually.
所以我们看到圣经里面经常劝勉我们要喜乐。
So we can see from the Bible, it often tells us to be joyful.
不只是要喜乐，是要靠主喜乐。
Not only are we to be joyful, but we need to rejoice in the Lord.
所以我们看到这个喜乐是从神而来的。
So we can see joy comes from God.
所以当一个人依靠神、投靠神的时候，这个喜乐就很自然地临到他的身上。
As a person rely on God and trust in God, joy will come to him.
所以喜乐是一个见证。
Joy is a witness.
当没有信耶稣的人看到信耶稣的人身上有喜乐的时候
，So as non-Christians see the joy from Christians,
他们就会问
，They will ask，
为什么他们经历到这个困苦的时候，他们心中还是有喜乐的
？How come they still have joy in their heart as they're experiencing difficulty？
我曾经见过一些没有信主的人被吸引到神的面前。
I have seen some non-believers who are attracted to go to God.
因为他们看到基督徒身上的喜乐。
And it is because they saw the joy in believers.
我在大学念书的时候参加一个团契。
As I was in college, I go to a fellowship.
那么团契里面有一位姐妹。
There was a sister in the fellowship.
啊，这位姐妹是身体有残障的一位姐妹。
She is handicapped.
所以她必须坐在轮椅上。
She has to ride in a wheelchair.
啊，虽然她不能好像一个普通的人有两条腿，能够要去哪里就去哪里。
Even though she does not have her legs to take her places.
但是我从来没有听过这个姐妹抱怨过。
I have never heard this sister complain.
啊，她的脸上总是带着一种笑容。
She often has a smile on her face.
啊，使人感觉到她不是没有盼望的人。
So people feel that she is not one without hope.
但是我知道那个秘诀。
But I know the secret.
因为她心中有喜乐。
Because she has joy in her heart.
我知道她是靠主而喜乐。
I know that she rejoiced in the Lord.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满的时候，
So when a person is filled by the Holy Spirit,
他必会结出这个喜乐的果子。
He will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is joy.
然后同时他会也会带来给他一个感恩的心。
And at the same time, it will also bring forth a heart of thanksgiving.
所以当我们看第二十节的时候，
So as we look at verse 20,
这里讲到凡事要奉我主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神。
It says always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后这节经文讲到我们要常常感谢父神。
It says here always giving thanks to God the Father.
如果你看这个帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候第五章，
If you look at chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians,
同样讲到，他说凡事要谢恩，因为这是神在基督里、耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
所以在无论什么事情要感恩，是因为这个神是神的旨意。
So we need to always give thanks to God for everything, because this is God's will for us.
无论是生活平顺或者不平顺的时候，圣经讲都要感恩。
Whether our life is smooth sailing or not, we need to give thanks.
我们都知道一个不会感恩的人，也是一个时常抱怨的人。
We know one who do not give thanks is one who complain often.
如果你看旧约圣经的话，
If you look at the Old Testament,
我们看到以色列人在旷野的时候，
We saw when the Israelites were in the wilderness.
当他们每天吃玛瑙的时候，
Every day when they have manna to eat.
他们就开始抱怨。
They begin to complain.
有没有这样的经历？
Do you have such experience?
又是同样的菜。
Having the same dinner again.
我在大学念书的时候，有一位美国朋友。
When I was in college, there was an American student.
他是一位基督徒。
He is a Christian.
他对这个从中国大陆来的学生传福音特别有负担。
He has great burden to evangelize to students from China.
所以他在大学念书的时候，他在 UT Austin 念书。
So as he was going to school at UT Austin.
他就特别找一个从中国大陆来的学生成为他的挚友。
So he would go and find a Chinese student to be his roommate.
希望能够多认识关于中国人的文化。
He wants to understand more about the Chinese culture.
一个美国人跟一个中国人住在一起不简单。
An American and a Chinese living together, it is not a simple task.
特别是在吃的方面。
Especially when it comes to meal time.
他们做这个荷叶轮流煮吧。
They have an agreement, they will take turn in cooking.
我这位美国的朋友只会煮两道菜。
My American friend only know how to cook two dishes.
所以每次轮到他煮的时候都是煮同样的菜。
So every time when it's his turn to cook, he cooked the same thing.
所以这位从中国来的学生，这位朋友吃了好几个星期，有点不耐烦。
So after a couple of weeks of eating the same thing, this Chinese roommate is a little bit is getting a little bit irritated.
他就向这位美国的学生朋友说，他说你为什么每一次都煮同样的菜？
So he asked his roommate, why did you cook the same thing every time?
那么我这位美国的朋友就回答。
My friend answered.
他说你每次都是煮饭的。
He said, every time you cook rice.
没有想到我们中国人每天都要吃饭呢。
He didn't understand for Chinese, we have to have rice every day.
因为美国人偶尔才吃一次饭。
And for the Americans, it is only once in a while they have rice.
那无论如何，我们有山珍海味或者家常便饭。
So no matter how good we're eating or how poor we're eating,
我们应当存着一个感恩的心。
We need to eat with a thanksgiving heart.
真的，人很喜欢抱怨。
People like to complain.
人不喜欢感恩。
People do not like to give thanks.
所以当保罗在罗马书第一章谈到人类的罪恶的时候，
So as Paul mentioned about man's sin in Romans chapter 1,
他形容到人不会感恩。
He described how man do not know how to give thanks.
罗马书第一章二十一节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 21.
他说因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him.
所以保罗在这个监狱的时候，
So when Paul was in prison,
那么腓立比书也讲到四章十二节，讲到他，我必不是因切法说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足。
Paul said in Philippians chapter 4:11, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content. Whatever the circumstances.
这个是保罗的秘诀。
That is Paul's secret.
保罗说，无论在什么情况，很多或者很少，他都会知足。
He said, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances.
所以我们看到，一个知足的人是一个会感恩的人。
So you can see, one who is content is one who knows how to give thanks.
他也是一个生命有喜乐的人。
And he is also one who has joy in his life.
不会随便抱怨。
He will not complain.
最近我接触到一位小弟弟。
I have met a little boy.
这位小弟弟他的名字叫做 Daniel.
His name is Daniel.
可能你们曾经见过 Daniel.
You may have met Daniel before.
Daniel 在一个月前在学校里面把腿跌倒弄断。
Daniel fell at school and his leg was broken.
然后来被送进医院。
So later he was taken to the hospital.
在医院里面住了两个晚上。
He stayed in the hospital for two nights.
所以医生把他那断了的腿把他接回去，然后包上这个石膏。
So surgery was done, the bones were connected, and it was put in a cast.
所以这个石膏包在那个腿上要包三个月，至少三个月。
The cast has to remain on the leg for 3 months.
那天我去医院看他的时候，他看到我，他就向我打招呼。
So as I went to the hospital to see him, he saw me and he said hi.
那么我离开的时候，我就问 Daniel 好不好，我们做个祷告。
So as I was leaving, I asked Daniel, should we say a prayer?
他很快的就把那个手叠起来，然后闭上眼睛跟我一起祷告。
And so he quickly folded his hands and closed his eyes and we prayed together.
自从我认识这个 Daniel 小弟弟之后，
Ever since I met Daniel,
我发觉到他是一个不会抱怨的孩子，不是不会抱怨，就是不会经常抱怨的。
I discovered that he is a child that does not like to complain.
根据他的父母亲。
Well, according to his parents.
虽然他的腿包上这个石膏。
Even though his leg is in a cast.
很不方便。
It's very inconvenient.
但是他有一个很正面的态度。
But he has a very positive outlook.
如果你的腿被包上这个石膏的话。
If your leg is in a cast.
不能够走动。
And you can't walk.
你的态度是怎么样？
What would your attitude be like?
但是这个小弟弟，我从他的身上学习到很多。
But this little boy, I actually learned from him a lot.
他并且 很少抱怨。这个不是我看到，是他父母亲跟我讲的。
His parents told me that he does not complain much.
而且有一个很正面的态度 ，positive attitude。而遇到困难的时候不会沮丧。
He would not be depressed when he faced difficulty.
我也发觉到 Daniel 这个小弟弟是一个非常友善的一个人。
And I also noticed that Daniel is very friendly.
所以神让我在这个小孩子身上学到不少的功课。
So God has let me learn lessons from him.
是的，我们要常常的感恩。
We need to give thanks often.
圣经讲，凡事要谢恩，因为这个是神在我们身上的旨意。
God said we need to give thanks because it is the will of God for us.
所以一个被圣灵充满的人，他不止心中有喜乐。
So for one who is filled by the Holy Spirit, not only is he going to have joy in his heart,
他也是一个感恩的人。
He is also one who knows how to give thanks.
圣经也讲到，同时他是一个有一个彼此顺服心的人。
And the Bible said he is also one who submits.
我们看到二十一节。
Look at verse 21.
二十一节讲到，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
It says submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
在这个腓立比书二章的时候有讲到，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑。
And in Philippians chapter 2, it says, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves.
也讲到要看个人比自己强。
And consider others better than yourselves.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others.
人的本性不会把别人看为自己强的。
Men normally do not look at others as better than yourself.
这是人的本性，从小就学会了。
And this is from a very young age on. That is man's instinct.
我记得童年那段时间。
I remember when I was growing up.
小孩子不会让步。
Children will not give in to one another.
这是我的。
They will say, this is mine.
看我比你。比你这个小老鼠比你大。
Look at my biceps, it's bigger than yours.
所以不会让步。
So they will not give in.
所以其实不只是小孩子喜欢跟别人比。
So not only is it for little children who like to compare with one another.
大人也喜欢跟别人比。
Adults do the same.
我在大学念书的时候有两位同学。
I have two classmates when I was in college.
他们都是来自同一个地方。
They came from the same place.
上同样的中学。
They went to the same high school.
那么后来他们来美国念书的时候也进同样的大学。
As they go to America to go to college, they went to the same college.
念同样的一个系。
They have the same major.
那么听说他们在中学念书的时候。
And I heard that when they were in high school.
他们很喜欢互相比较。
They like to compare with each other.
特别是在成绩上的比较。
Especially on their grades.
他们在大学念书的时候，他们的成绩非常好。
And when they were in college, they were top notch.
全部都是 A 的。
They are straight A students.
偶尔有拿到一个 B 啊。
Once in a while, if they have a B.
他们就觉得好像天要掉下来一样。
They felt devastated.
那么后来他们毕业了。
So after they graduated.
他们出来做事。
They have a job.
听说他们还在比。
I heard that they are still comparing.
他们比看谁能够赚更多的钱。
They compare who make the most.
所以我们中国人有句话讲。
So for Chinese idiom, there's a phrase that says.
人比人气死人了。
You die from comparing.
其实这个问题不只是出现在今天。
Actually, this is not a problem for present day.
其实在主耶稣的时代同样出现这个问题。
It already have appeared during Jesus' time.
在这个路加福音二十二章二十四节讲到。
In Luke chapter 22,
24. 他说门徒起了争论，他们中间哪一个可算为大。
Also, a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest.
所以在这些门徒的心目中，他们就想到耶稣基督将会成为他们在地上的君王。
So in their mind, they thought Jesus is going to be the king.
耶稣基督成为他们的君王，他们就可以做官了。
And so if Jesus is the king, then they can all bear office.
所以他们就在争论看谁比谁大。
So the disciples have a dispute to see who is the greatest.
但是主耶稣却向他们说。
But then Jesus told them.
他说，但你们不可这样，你们里头伟大的倒要像年幼的，为首领的倒要像服侍的。
He says, but you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves.
所以以弗所书第五章第二十一节告诉我们。
So in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21 it tells us.
他说就当存敬畏基督的心彼此的顺服。
Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
我大学毕业后出来工作。
After I graduated from college, I found a job.
我被派到一个山城的一个地方。
I went to a rural area.
Yeah, rural area. 所以有时候必须要开车到一个更山城的地方。
And then sometimes I have to drive to an even more rural area.
去那边开会。
To have a meeting.
所以开车的时候都是要经过那些山区，弯弯曲曲的那些路。
So as I drive, I have to go through treacherous paths.
有时候要经过这些桥梁。
Sometimes I have to go through bridges.
那么这些桥梁只有一辆车可以经过。
And they are single lane bridge.
所以当你开到这个桥梁的时候。
And so as you drive up to the bridge,
你必须停下来看前面有没有车来。
You have to stop and see if there's oncoming traffic.
如果没有车来的话，你才可以开过去。
If there is none, then that is the time you can go.
那么我开过去的时候，我往那个镜往后看的时候。
And as I drive through this bridge, I look at my rearview mirror.
那么同样的，我看到一个牌子。
I can see a sign.
这个牌子讲到要 yield.
The signs that yield.
所以这个就是彼此顺服的意思。
This is the meaning of submitting to one another.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满的时候，
So as a person is filled by the Holy Spirit,
他的凭据就是他是一个有喜乐的人。
The signs he has is he will have joy.
他也是一个感恩的人。
He will be one who know how to give thanks.
他也是一个彼此顺服的人。
And he is one who will submit to others.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求你的话语存在我们的心中。
Please help us save the words in our hearts.
让我们被圣灵充满。
Help us to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
让我们的生命成为有喜乐。
Help our life to be filled with joy.
让我们的生命也有感恩。
Help us to give thanks.
让我们成为一个彼此顺服的人。
And help us to submit to one another.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.